That's The Killers and Human on Today FM. It's Al here. I'll be with you until 2:30 this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch, God, I can't remember this number, 087-4100-102. It'll get into my head eventually, 087-4100-102. Who's this talking to me about a blind date? Oh, yeah, so blind date. Emer texted in saying that when she was watching Blind Date last night, the boyfriend said, God, this is brutal. And she said, will I turn it off? And he said, no way, I want to see who she picks. It is addictive viewing. If you haven't seen it yet, it is the new version of Blind Date that I host every Sunday on TV3 at 9 p.m. And it's kind of averaging over 200,000 viewers every Sunday. And most people agreeing that it's very cringeworthy and something that you watch with your fingers over your eyes. I think that's just because we're embarrassed watching ourselves on TV, watching Irish people on TV. This Irishman is a black paddy, as he describes himself. He was one of the favourites last night. Let me play you a little clip, ladies and gentlemen, of Fabu D.
Well, as you can see, I'm actually originally from Sligo. I'm just joking. No, man, I'm from Africa, okay? So, basically, I'm just here to look for love and not for the citizenship, but I love comedy. I'm a comedian. I do online videos. I do like impersonation of the Irish people. And
go on then. Where can you do in Ireland?
Okay, let's do Tala.
Tala. Go on then. Go on.
Yeah,
then.
Tala. Okay.
Are they what's the start of each other?
Well, now Fabu, how are you?
What's the story, all right?
The Tala accent was pretty good. People were impressed with that, weren't they?
I know, it was really crazy.
It was great fun to have you on the show. Did you enjoy it?
I loved every bit of that show. It was really amazing. I loved it.
And Dawn?
Oh, she was amazing. She's beautiful.
Are you still, what's going on? Are you still seeing? I mean, I suppose we're going to find out next week, but like, are things going well?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of like texting, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was your reaction like last night? Did the phone light up? Did you get many texts?
Oh my God, I actually have a video on my phone right now. I videoed my Snapchat. And
yeah.
When I was on TV, my phone was just going on for like solid 30 minutes. No joke. I felt like Justin Bieber for a minute.
I know. And you see, you would love that because you are, how do you describe yourself? You're a comedian, but you're like a blogger, an Instagrammer, a Facebooker.
Yeah, I do comedy and I do videos on Facebook and Snapchat stuff. So like Snapchat, FABU_D. That's my name on Snapchat, just in case you're wondering.
And so you would normally interact with people on Snapchat and stuff, wouldn't you?
That's one of my key points where I actually communicate with my fans.
Yeah.
Like three of them.
So how did... but there's way more. There's been 180,000 followers on Facebook. So how do you communicate with them all when they're all messaging, going, "Oh, I'm watching you now, Fabu," and what do you do?
I reply. I try my best to reply them all. You know, apart from my mom because she's cringy, and
like, who's that girl you on the show with? Oh, white girl, she did Jesus.
So I'm like, I try to reply to all of them. So it was really, really good.
Who did you watch it with last night?
I just watched it with myself. Just I was like at home.
Oh, on your own?
Yeah.
Ah, Fabu. Did your parents not watch it, or your?
Oh, no, they're in London at the moment, so yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so so I was at home alone, so I watched it by myself.
Yeah. And did you cringe at all? Did you go, oh my God, do I really sound like that?
Oh, I was cringing at my voice. I sound like a gorilla crying when I'm speaking.
No. What is it about your voice that you don't like?
I don't know, it's just like too, you can't even chat up a girl with this voice. Like, you know, like if you go to a nightclub and you talk to a girl like, hey, can I get your number? That's freaky.
It's just a very manly voice, isn't it?
Some girls like it though.
You did a lot of dancing on the show. You wore the sunglasses. You're wearing sunglasses in here today. Who's that on your top? Is that Pamela Anderson?
No, I don't even know who she is, but it looks attractive.
Anderson from Baywatch, and you got the gold chain and the bling bling. I mean, what's the aspiration, Fabu? Did you want to find love, or did you just want to be on TV? You can be honest with me.
I'm looking for love.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you too.
I think you wanted to be on TV, but you might have surprised yourself with finding somebody that you did like.
No, well, like I'm telling you how I feel. I'm on TV and I'm looking for love. Same thing. So the boats are in. The same thing. So
I mean, people fell in love with you. You're a very normal guy. How long have you lived in Ireland?
Jesus, is any immigration listening to this?
No.
I've been in Ireland for 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah, 15 okay. years.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you are an Irish comedian. You're not going to do a Des Bishop on us and to say that you're you're from a different country when really that you've lived here all your life, aren't you?
So fired. No, listen.
You're probably one of the most Northside people I've ever met.
Oh, I am, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gaze to Europe for the hostel, will you? No, but I love comedy. Comedy is like one of the thing actually that makes me happy to see other people happy. So
now Dawn was a lovely girl. She was into unicorns and things like that. She was a bit of a strange one. And you picked her. What was it about Dawn?
Because she's a freak. I mean, she freaked me out, and I like girls who are freaky.
Okay,
see, those kind of girls are keeping your toes. See, when you're with a girl who's like really like, you know, freaky.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
And are you telling me if you go back on Blind Date next week and everything's going well with Dawn, that no matter how the celebrity rises, you don't want to be with anybody, like you're not going to go playing her, you're not going to be a player?
Well, see, I wouldn't promise anything right now.
Okay. At least it's honest.
That's a real thing. You know, I won't promise anything. So, but we will see. We will see if you guys see any black babies running around. Then it's for real, for real.
Oh, Fabu! Somebody wrote in. You're putting the Fabu into fabulous with a big D as a bonus.
I love who say that. That's a very good comment. That's the best comment in the world right now.
Oh dear. Your phone is ringing as you speak. Look, I'll let you answer the phone. People are obviously listening to you.
Yeah, so my friend like, ooh, you're on TV.
So you're back on Blind Date next week and we're going to find out how you got on with Dawn.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait.
Can you give us a clue? Is it going to be good?
I think it's going to be... You guys should watch it.
Fabu, thank you very much. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Am I still on air?
Yeah, you're still on air. Oh.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.